ABC Radio Australia.
Meat lovers in Papua New Guinea will soon be enjoying juicy lamb chops if a private food distribution company and the PNG Department of Agriculture and Livestock have anything to do with it. A sheep breeding and farming project is underway in the cool climate of Sagiri Hills outside of the capital, Port Moresby, where hundreds of sheep are being raised for market. Reports from PNG say the initiative taken by BNG Trading, which has been operating in PNG for the past 100 years, is to help improve food security for people. Meat prices are very expensive in PNG, and it is hoped that this venture will bring another source of protein for consumers. Ralph Yumble is Livestock Advisor for the Department of Agriculture and Livestock in PNG's Northern Region and is speaking with Caroline Terriman.
My department, the Department of Agriculture and Livestock in the country, it plays an overarching role in the development of the agriculture sector. Okay, one of it is the livestock sector. Unfortunately, the livestock sector did not get off the ground since independence. So the department is concerned about it and it is vying and willing to go deeper in that area in developing livestock because of the food security reason that the country faces. Okay, the department plans that raising animal for meat is important because, of course, the nutrition aspect of things, but we don't do it as such at this stage. The tree crop sector has taken off, especially in cocoa and coconut. And currently the balsa industry is another tree crop, especially in East New Britain, where the price of balsa has rocketed and everybody is turning cocoa land into balsa production. So the livestock is left behind. And the government's plan was that it has to look around for development partners to help in the development of livestock in the country. Especially in the avian section, we have an igni table bird, the zinag. They all are interested in producing protein, and they are rearing chicken for local market. It is a big industry. But for the ruminants, there's nothing so much going on in the country.
So are you talking about cows here?
The private sector has taken the lead, in fact. Places like Numondo in West New Britain, where the New Britain Farm Oil is home to, what they do is they grow oil palm, they get the oil out of it, and then the meal runs are given to the animals to fatten the animals up. The meat industry generally does include sheep, chicken, and cows.
So as we speak, the meat industry is still small, is it?
It is small, but the private sector has taken the lead. When you look at the oil palm industry, they're based in West New Britain. They're based in Moresby now, especially in the Markham Valley. They are feeding the animals in feedlot. It doesn't need much land, but it is producing good beef. They are tasty. They're really good beef, international standard.
These sheep that are being farmed in the Sagiri Plateau, is that a part of this effort to increase meat production in Papua New Guinea?
Very correct. If you look at the Department of Agriculture and Livestock, we support such a venture because it helps to increase meat production in Papua New Guinea. Not so much on the larger ruminant, but on smaller ruminants.
Why is it important that this sheep is going to be in the market?
Traditionally, Papua New Guineans, they love the pig meat and other meat. And they didn't know lamb flaps until they were introduced maybe after the independence. When they found out that it's a bit fatty and it would go well with local vegetables, people start buying lamb flaps because it was cheap. Other meat cuts were expensive, so they started buying lots and lots of lamb flaps. So the market opened up for lamb flaps, and that's when the people in New Zealand and Australia saw the opportunity to bring lamb flaps into our country. And BNG, being in the country, I should say it's more like a local company. It has been in this country for over 100 years. So when they saw that Papua New Guineans love their lamb flaps, I guess the managing director of the company said, hey, listen, why can't we grow sheep in Papua New Guinea? So he took the initiative, did their mathematics, and then they decided to bring in the ship called Meatmaster from Australia into PNG. Just a brief background of the breed Meatmaster. It originated from somewhere in Saudi Arabia. I think it is known as Dopa. It was brought to Fiji, and after keeping it in Fiji, breeding it, and they call it the Fiji Fantastic. And from there, it went to Australia again. And from Australia, now it's here in Papua New Guinea. So we are hoping that the project I'm working with, PX3 project up in the Sogari Plateau, when we get our first lambs on the ground, we will call it Toya Kina. The reason for that name is Toya is small in value in PNG. So we said, okay, let's start small. So we call it a Toya. And then as we go along, of course, we'll make money from the lamb meat. So we will be calling it Toya Kina. So our breed here in the Sogari Plateau will be called Toya Kina, and we wanted September 16 we should have some dropping, and we will call them the independent lamb.
What about the good meat? Will that be also a product that will come out from these sheep?
That's right. We were talking about the lamb flaps, so I decided to zero in on lamb flaps. But yes, there'll be other cuts, lamb loins, and other cuts also put in the market. So I guess when we do that, we will support the meat industry one way or the other.
Meat anyway is very expensive.
Oh, talking about the ram steak, yes. We're aiming that it will help reduce malnutrition in the country when there's readily available protein source all around.